Part 1. Summary. Heart of Darkness begins on board the Nelly, a small ship moored on the Thames River in London. After describing the river and its slow-moving traffic, the unnamed narrator offers short descriptions of London's history to his companions who, with him, lazily lounge on the deck, waiting for the tide to turn. With him are the director of companies, their captain, a lawyer, an accountant, and Marlowe, the novel's protagonist. As the sun sets, the four men become contemplative and brooding. Eventually, Marlowe breaks the spell of silence by beginning his tale about his voyage to the Congo. The other men remain silent while Marlowe collects his ideas, after which he begins the story proper. The remainder of the novel becomes, with a few exceptions, the narrator's report of what Marlowe tells him and the others on board the Nelly. Conrad's novel is thus a frame tale, or story within a story. As a boy, Marlowe was fascinated by maps and yearned to become a seaman or explorer who could visit the most remote parts of the earth. As a young man, Marlowe spent approximately 6 years sailing in the Pacific before returning to London, where he then saw, in a shop window, a map of Africa and the Congo River. Recalling the news of a continental trading company operating in the Congo, Marlowe became determined to pilot a steamboat to find adventure in Africa. He asked his aunt, who knew the wife of a company official, to assist him in getting a job as a pilot. She happily complied. Marlowe hurried across the English Channel to sign his contracts at the company's headquarters in Brussels. Passing through an office with two women who are knitting, Marlowe spoke with the company's director for less than a minute. After being dismissed, he was asked to sign a number of papers in which he promised not to divulge any trade secrets. Marlowe finally reached the mouth of the Congo, finding passage on a little sea-bound steamer to take him where his steamboat awaited him. Marlowe spoke with its Swedish captain about the company and the effects of the jungle on Europeans. The Swede then told Marlowe a short yet ominous story about a man he took upriver who hanged himself on the road. Shocked, Marlowe asked why, only to be told that perhaps the sun or the country were too much for him. Eventually, they reached the company's outer station, which amounted to three wooden buildings on the side of a rocky slope. Out of this station was shipped the company's most important and lucrative commodity, ivory. Marlowe spent the next 10 days waiting for the caravan to conduct...